Stockholm attack migrant terrorist complains about poor food in prison. By Chris Tomlinson on July 18, 2019. Stockholm terror attacker Ragmad Akilov has complained about his treatment in prison, claiming the food is substandard and that he feels lonely. The Uzbek migrant wrote complaints to the Justice Ombudsman, Joe, stating that no one among the prison staff can have any contact with him and that they do not want to have contact with him, leading to feelings of loneliness, Swedish newspaper Expressen reports. Akilov, who murdered five people in April 2017 in the Stockholm terror attack on the Drottninggatan shopping street, was initially housed in the Kumla prison but was moved after a 33-year-old gang member attacked and beat him last August. Following the attack, Akilov was moved to Hall prison near the city of Södertälje, where he has remained ever since. Earlier this year, the radical Islamic terrorist was found hiding an Islamic State flag in his cell within his prayer mat. A witness during Akilov's trial claimed that he had expressed sympathy for the terror organization at least a year before the attack took place. Akilov is not the only radical Muslim to have complained about his prison conditions. In Belgium, jihadists were placed in a separate wing in two prisons in order to reduce the possibility of them radicalizing other prisoners. A court later forced the Belgian state to pay the jihadists compensation due to the restrictions placed on the jihadists living in the separated areas. Earlier this month, it was also revealed that the French government had been forced to pay similar compensation to one of the most notorious terrorists in recent French history, Bataclan terror attacker Salah Abdeslam. It was alleged and agreed upon by a French court that the 24-hour video surveillance of Abdeslam in his prison cell had been a violation of the jihadists' privacy, with the court demanding the government pay him €500 in compensation. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.